let's go to the fourth one. You want to give yourself the gift of maximum nourishment. Maximum nourishment. Notice I didn't say massive amount of food. Maximum nourishment. I didn't say the maximum super big gulp, right? Maximum nourishment. I'm going to give you seven quick principles here, some of which I hope you're familiar with. If you're not, I'll make them clear real quick. Now, let's think for a second. Years ago, we were taught that to make sure you had plenty of energy in your day, you used to start your morning with a big, heavy-duty, hearty what? Breakfast. Now, let me ask you a question. You stick in bacon, eggs, right? Some coffee, some toast, some jelly, some hash browns, some Jimmy Dean sausage. You stick all that in your stomach. Do you think that suddenly you have this burst of energy? Is that what happens, yes or no? Why do people look for coffee at 10 o'clock in the morning, like clockwork? One, because they're taught to, but number two, because most people's blood sugar is through the floor, right? Who taught us we should start our morning with a big breakfast? Adele Davis, who died of bone cancer. Adele Davis, you know all those nutrition books? Pot of Generation? Bone cancer. Do you know how rotten your bloodstream has to be to rot out your bones? Yep, have yourself a big breakfast and join Adele. I want to tell you something. Let's step into my common sense corner over here. Step over. Now over here, you and I, we can be common sense now, outside our conditioning. Common sense. The word breakfast means to break a fast, because hopefully you weren't eating while you were sleeping, although some have managed to pull this off. Okay? Some have food nearby. In the middle of the night, they wake up and eat something, you know? So if you wanted to break a fast, how many of you have ever fasted in your life? Raise your hand. Gone on a fast. Cleanse your body. Say, I. If you had a fast and you broke the fast by eating bacon or eggs, you get the idea, don't you? What would happen? You get sick as a dog, it would jolt your system so bad because the body's clean now. Just go, your body go crazy, you get sick. So you're sleeping all night, which should be fasting, so the body can cleanse itself. It's not dealing, trying to digest things, but that's not what most people do. Most people have eaten in a way where the body's been digesting all night long with no rest, and now the first thing in the morning you wake up, you slam more into it. Makes zero common sense. How many would agree with that? Say aye. So what would make common sense for us to have in the morning? The answer is something alive, okay? You want to give your body a cleansing time. I'm telling you, of all the things I did to create more energy, no question breathing and water made a huge difference. The next biggest difference by far changed my energy level like that, and it'll change yours too. You want to break your fast with what? Fresh juice until when? Till noon, because it'll give you live enzymes, energy. Because the best juice is something you just made right there. I know that's not always possible, and now today, juicing has become a big thing. There are all the infomercials with juices and so forth. Get a juicer. If you say, what kind? There are centrifugal juicers, but the best juicers are like the Juice Man's got a great one, or the Champion Juicer, some of you are familiar with, and you can get them at a reasonable price. They're well worth it. If you went to this whole seminar and everything else, you must have a juicer at home. All those who want to try this, till noon, allowing your body to cleanse for the next 10 days or more, say aye. Great, let's go to the next principle. Turn back a page, we'll look at the principle. Second principle is you want to properly combine your foods. You want to properly combine your foods for maximum nourishment and energy. You want to eat one concentrated food at a meal. You don't want to combine carbohydrates and proteins at the same meal. Now, what the heck does that mean? Very simple. Think about this for a moment. This is fundamental biochemistry, and I know some nutritionists who go crazy here, but this is the facts. Now, let me ask you a question. You have something like a baked potato and a steak. What happens? You got a baked potato, which is what? And a steak, which is what? And you put them in the body at the same time. You get acid and alkaline digestive juices being secreted simultaneously. Anyone remember basic chemistry? What happens when you take acid and alkaline and you put them together? What do? They neutralize each other. But the food has to be digested. So what happens? More alkaline, more acid. Hydrochloric acid, more tylenol, everything going like crazy. And guess what happens? They neutralize again. And this happens over and over again. And every time you do this, your body uses an immense amount of nerve what? Energy. and it's not working. So guess what happens? The protein putrefies and the carbohydrate ferments.